Hello, and welcome to the King Group Real Estate Roundtable with your host, Chris Hauser. My guest today is Craig Henry, a sales associate here at the King Group. How you doing, Craig?
I'm well, Chris. How are you today? I'm
very good, thank you. The market is busier than you might expect. There's a lot of people buying homes now, pursuing the low-cost market.
Prices have come down. It's getting to the point where more people can get into the market. The prices have gotten to places that more people can afford.
Since the mid-90s, the prices haven't been this low in 10 years. It's a good thing if you're a first-time home buyer.
Well, it's a lot better thing now. Homes in the area are getting to the prices where people that actually live here and work here can maybe get into a home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you were a first-time home buyer, Craig, what would you do first to prepare yourself for that?
First thing I would do is secure my financing. I would talk to my bank, my credit union, the loan department there, or find a mortgage broker that I feel very comfortable with and try to find out what it is that I can afford. And in keeping in mind with that, not just the maximum house price. You want to find out what payment schedule would be and what all is included, because not only do you have your mortgage in that, you also have to include your taxes on the property. You have to include insurance on the property. And also you want to eat.
Eating is good, yes.
Eating is very good.
And having a little extra in case for car repairs or family emergencies is a good thing. So running up to the edge of your credit rating isn't always a good idea.
No, and then there's maintenance issues, too, with a new home, too, that you don't have a landlord who's going to paint your building or repair the roof or replace your appliances if that happens. So being able to put a little bit aside on that is a very good idea, too.
It can run up very expensive very quickly, especially in the case of roofs or air conditioners, which I think brings us to home inspections.
A home inspection, I believe, is very important, even on a new construction home, because things get past people by accident, and this is it's just an extra bit of insurance for you and assurance that you did do the right thing. If it's an older home or a used home, you know what you're getting into. Sometimes these homes are sold as is, especially if you're getting into a foreclosure property or some of the short sales, especially if nobody's been living in that home for a while. There could be things like mold hiding in the walls and systems that are not there, vandalism even.
Yeah,
that
you might have. There's a lot of empty houses out there.
And those are the ones that are the best buy right now.
Yeah, they've been sitting there empty since they were new.
Right.
And you don't know what's happened to them since then. So not only a home inspection is a good idea, but how do you feel about home warranties?
I think a home warranty is very good. Most of the brokers here at the, or most of the agents here at the King Group will include a home warranty if you use us as your service.
But you have to ask.
Just make sure. And if you're working with a realtor that does not include a home warranty, purchase one. They're not that expensive, and it's a lot cheaper than a new washer dryer. Or air conditioning system.
Yep. A lot of the home warranties are really good and will, for a nominal fee per year, will cover a lot of things like minor electrical problems or plumbing issues or wall damage or whatever. You know, it depends on the contract, but it can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
It definitely will. As long as you maintain your systems, should be good to go.
Now, if you came into this area, how would you help a realtor sort out where you wanted to live?
How would I help a realtor?
Yeah. You don't want to ask a realtor to show you 80 or 90 different houses. It's
confusing.
Yeah.
You get overloaded. And one of the things I would like to tell the first-time home buyer is don't hold out for the dream house. You're going to grow into that. You need to live in a home to find out how you live in a home. And an apartment is different than owning your own home, because in your own home, you can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find some things out. I think value would be the important thing to go for. Something that...
Bang for the buck.
Bang for the buck, something that when the time comes for you to move in a few years, that you'd be able to turn around and sell. Maybe you'll be lucky and you will find your dream home, or you can find something that you can turn into your dream home. Know what you need to have. Some people need to have a two-car garage. I've known people that need to have studio space for a sound system. You might have a baby coming. You might have children already, and you'll need room for them.
Got to know where the schools are, too.
That is very important. Are you going to be taking your kid to school? Are you going to be waiting at the bus stop to him? Do you want to be within walking distance? Are your kids already enrolled in a school here?
You don't want to shift them if they've already got a bunch of friends in one place and they have an easy social life.
That's true, but
if they're helping their studies.
If they're helping, that's good. Sometimes you want to move your kids away from the influences, too.
Yeah, true, true.
I mean, I have a hard time with that question because when I was growing up, people were being uprooted right and left.
Hmm.
So it depends on what's going on in what area. But you want to find a geographic area that you are comfortable in. You want to know what what is your lifestyle? What do you like to do? Do you need to be near the golf or golf? Do you go to the beach?
Or do you want to be near the golf course? That's okay too.
Do you like the country? Do you want to be inland? Do you need to be, do you travel a lot? Do you need to be near the airport or the interstate? Do you want to live in a gated community? Do you want to live in a deeded area? Do you want to have to deal with none of that? It's all important to know. Do you want to deal with, do you like gardening? Do you not want to have to deal with a lawn at all? I mean, these are very important things to know.
As a professional, when you're showing someone homes, how many homes do you show to someone a day, a maximum, you think is reasonable?
Five.
I
wouldn't
agree.
Want to go more than five. That seems to
I
be
agree.
The standard.
Because five, six most.
Because you do get into overload and things start to blend and you get confused in your head.
I think a very good way to keep track of things is to have a yes, no, or maybe for each house and rate them, you know, by how many, which house has how many yeses and how many maybes and how many nos. At the end of the day, you can take your half a dozen houses and weed some of them right out.
That's true. And if you find a house that's all yeses, don't hesitate. Don't think that there's going to necessarily be something better down the road. There may be, but there may not be. And by the time you go looking down that road and you come back to at the end of the road, you find out, no, that was the one I wanted, you could lose that house because somebody else
may have the same yeses as you.
Now, that may not be the same issue in this market now that it was a couple of years ago because things were not lasting. But even in this market, if it's a good price, it's going to go. The buyers are out there, just as you are out there, looking for a home. And if it looks good to you, it's going to look good to somebody else probably, unless you're looking for something very unique.
I want a 7-bedroom house for $3,000.
You could probably find that, but I don't know if you could live in it.
Well, thank you very much, Craig Henry. It's been great talking to you.
You too, Chris.
The talented professionals at the King Group will make buying or selling a home or condominium a good experience. Royalty Rentals, a division of the King Group, is your first choice in property management. Give us a call at 239-332-3080. Again, that's 239-332-3080.